Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 23rd of February 2020. This broadcast is brought to you by VK7WI and read today by Idris VK7ZIR. This broadcast utilises repeaters around VK7 and the following HF rebroadcast stations. On 3.67 MHz by Gary VK7JGD, on 7.14 MHz by Ross VK7ALH, on 14.13 MHz by Mike VK7FB, on 28.525 MHz by Tony VK7VKT, on DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 091 by Clayton VK7ZCR. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in the north and VK7RTC in the south. Call to action. Future of Amateur Radio Poll Number 1. When the Foundation licence was made available in the mid-2000s, a decision was taken at the time to create a four-letter call sign that would distinctly identify Foundation users. This call sign, colloquially known as the F-call, has remained in existence from this time. Recent changes to the Licence Conditions Determination, the LCD, have permitted operators with Foundation licences to operate digital modes. One of the challenges that has been created is that a number of the digital modes require, by design, a call sign that does not exceed 6 characters. The current F-call has 7. This has resulted in a situation whereby Foundation licensees are unable to fully leverage the new license conditions in the manner that was intended by the updates to the LCD. The WIA predicted this challenge in our joint response to the ACMA LCD consultation process in August 2019. During the process of developing the joint submission to the ACMA, a number of key issues were considered prior to making the recommendations that were made in this submission. The purpose of call signs, the demonstrated negative social impact associated with the existing F-call arrangement, for example, call sign discrimination, changes in technology over the past 15 years, and the social benefit of various options presented. Selection criteria. It is the view of the Wireless Institute of Australia that any call sign changes should permit the use of all digital modes by Foundation users, conform to the International Amateur Radio Service 6-character call sign format, encourage inclusive behaviour within amateur radio, be aligned with the WIA's Call Sign for Life vision, permit simple implementation without significant cost or new administrative processes, present no material impact to other operators' quiet enjoyment of the amateur service, and scale to support amateurs into the future. This document describes the options that have been presented for resolving this matter and the issues associated with each option contemplated in these terms. The WIA recommendation. Having reviewed the available options, there is only one proposed option that achieves a positive outcome across all the above selection criteria. This is option 1, as described in the detail below. Why? The WIA is of the view that the best balance of objectives is achieved through the removal of all class-based call sign allocations, or prefixes, for both Foundation and other call signs. The note 1. The historical reasons for the use of prefixes, that is Z, Y, F, etc., no longer exist. The information that is embedded in the call sign in terms of license class is readily available through public databases. And note 2. Option 1 does not imply that a current Foundation license holder needs to change their current call sign. It is entirely at the discretion of the individual to retain their existing 7-character F call or not. Please take a moment to read through the attached PDF information pack, which relates to the Foundation license call sign structure. All WIA members will be invited to participate in the poll. Non-WIA members may register to participate in the poll by registering at the following address, which is poll.wia.org.au www.rnz.org.au. And now we have a wanted request. Clayton VK7ZCR is looking for a copy of the Philips TX815 repeater manual. If you have one, you can give him a call on 0466 588 193. That's 0466 588 193. And now QSL News. A report from Herman VK7HW, manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. As mentioned over several broadcasts, Herman VK7HW has recently delivered any long-stored and unclaimed QSL cards to the WIA head office for archiving. On checking call signs in call books, QRZ.com, and against the ACMA database, a significant number were not listed in any. The current list of cards held is included in the email version of the broadcast. Please contact Herman if you can assist in delivery of any of the cards in your area. If you have any questions re-QSL cards, please contact Herman by email. VK7Bureau, or one word, at wia.org.au. And that's 73 from Herman, VK7HW, the WIA manager, VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. And news from the Northwest, Chat and Show Group. Hello to our group. On March the 7th, it will be the next group gathering at the Penguin Sports Centre, Ironcliff Road, Penguin, and it will be commence at 2 p.m. and is open to local members as well as visitors to our state if in Penguin on that day. The aim of the group is to create interaction and friendship between operators, whether a club member anywhere or not, from any location. Just a meet and greet day with some other activities supplied by group members. So if you have anything you would like to show, or you have made or collected something, bring it along, or if there is a subject you would like to discuss, come along and join us. I do ask for a small offering of food for afternoon tea from everyone, and I provide tea and coffee. So, drop in any time from 2 p.m. until 5 p.m, though getting there for the start will ensure you are less likely to miss any talks given. The doors do remain open until 6 p.m. if necessary, but drop in until 5 is so that any late arrivals have time to chat. Cheers from Cheryl, VK7HSC. News from the North. SOTA and WWFF Parks and Reserves Group. Meeting times are from 10:30 a.m. on Mondays and Fridays at Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street, Launceston. For more details, contact Al on mobile 0417 354 410. And that's 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. You are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, NTARC. I must have blinked because another week has passed and it's nearly the end of February already. Life is hectic at present with much mowing on the property to do. The days just seem to quickly fade away and the nights seem to go even quicker. Must be a sign I'm getting older. While all that is going on in a blur, nothing much seems to have happened on the news front, or at least if anything has happened, nobody has let you ascribe into the secret. So after years of trying unsuccessfully to spin straw into gold, we must today accept reality and therefore basically present a rehash of coming events. We can report, though, that the coffee section on Friday morning saw a large attendance, with all being once again being well and truly entertained by our entertainment officer Ebenezer, VK7AT, who had us in stitches with his many jokes. Morning tea was a rehearsal for the March meeting with healthy wraps and a fruit platter, but we did put out a cake for the sweet-toothed ones. It was a great morning tea, thoroughly enjoyed by all, and indeed, many complimented us on the fare. Technical sessions resumed last Wednesday, the 19th of March, and so we'll hand it over to Idris, VK7ZIR, to give you a rundown of events of the night. The evening began with the installation of a vent through the floor for our portable heat pump. It's a cooling-only model, so it wasn't needed on these cool nights at present, but another job done. Peter, VK7KPC, brought along his Coden portable SSB transceiver, model 6924B, in its own metal carry container with telescopic whip antenna. It was powered from a very nice lithium deep cycle 12-volt 7.5 amp hour battery, which was amazingly light. The Codan was also set up with an APRS, TNC and GPS antenna. Idris VK7ZIR had two AWA MR6A car phones modified for 6 metres. The covers were off so the large complement of valves could be seen. It has been said that you should not transmit unless your engine is running, such was the current drain on the battery, even though they only put out 10 watts. Power connection was by the dreaded Jones connector, and Idris only has one such cable but was unable to find it, so it was a static display. Peter, VK7ZPE, showed us a Yaesu VX5R tri-band handheld, very compact and submersible with a mil-spec rating, just the thing for use with the recently installed 6-metre repeater. Peter also described and showed pictures of an RF choke he had made using RG58 coax coiled inside a length of PVC drain pipe. Very elegant, Peter, and completely weather-protected. Discussions ranged from Colin VK7ZCF on radio shack earthing techniques to Bernie VK7BR on collimating radio beams. All interesting stuff. We also had a quantity of surplus analog TV studio and RF equipment from Wynn TV Studios in Kings Meadows for members to pick from. Wynn is moving operations into Launceston CBD with smaller premises, so had to downsize. Thanks go to Wynn Network Engineering Manager Anthony, VK2ZTC, who was in Tasmania for the job and contacted us. That's all for this week. 73 from Idris, VK7ZIR. Thanks, Idris. Good news about the installation of the air conditioner, and yes, we will be ready for those warmer nights. If the evening temperatures continue dropping at the current rate, Sky Warmer will most likely be put into action by the end of March. That would be a very early, even for any remaining climate change sceptics among us. 2020 membership renewals. Now, I know that I said several weeks over recent weeks that I would get final notices out, but somehow life just seems to get in the way. This week I will redouble efforts to send out a final reminder notice to those who haven't as yet renewed their 2020 membership. Why are we worrying about this? Well, your membership for 2019 expired on the 31st of December, and if you haven't yet renewed, your name now appears on the membership register as an unfinancial member. It will remain as such on that register until renewed or until the 30th of June, when your name must be removed if your annual subscription remains unpaid at that date. In the interim, a reminder that NTARC's 2020 membership fees are $35 for a full voting member and $5 additional for each family member that the voting member wishes to add to his or her primary membership. Now coming events. Technical session. The next session will be on Wednesday the 26th of February and will commence at the usual time of 7:30 p.m. running through to 10:30 p.m. at the Club Room, Archer Street, Rochalie. Pop in, catch up with fellow amateurs, bring along something that you are currently building, or just ask questions. You might also be able to answer some from other attendees. That's what the evenings are all about. Anything of a technical or near-technical nature, however defined, is fair game. Endless tea and coffee along with biscuits is available for a small gold coin donation. Shack clearance auction. Saturday, the 29th of February. Final reminder about this event. This event is not only a shack clearance, but also a deceased estate auction. The last day for viewing was Friday, the 21st of February, and a few of us will be busy in coming days cataloguing it all, and in some cases determining a reserve to be applied, all in readiness for the forthcoming auction. Viewing on auction day will commence at 10 a.m, with the auction to commence at noon. Auctioneer on the day will be Nick, VK7BEE. March General Meeting. Saturday the 14th will be a barbecue meeting, but wait, we will not be having a barbecue, but instead we'll be having sandwiches, fruit and cheese platters. We thought a change from barbecues would be nice. NTARC will provide all the fare for the lunch, which will commence at noon. The cloths will be the normal $10 per person, and this covers your lunch and afternoon tea. The meeting will follow at 2 p.m. As always, we ask for donation of cake, slices and other delights to share at afternoon tea. For those just attending the meeting in afternoon tea, it would be appreciated if you could make a small gold cone or note donation. And coffee mornings are normally held every Monday and Friday in the NTARC club rooms and are now back in full swing. Catch-up time is from 10 a.m. to noon, and we look forward to seeing you all. Please remember that aside from the good company, freely offered philosophical views may be less than expert political analysis, tall tales and funny stories by our entertainment officer Ebenezer, VK7AT, and generally good fare on offer, these coffee events are normally a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards. Currently, though, we have no cards awaiting collection. As I remind all every week, please demonstrate your appreciation of all the effort that goes into operating the club and its facilities and the other services we provide by joining us at these sessions, enjoying the company, coffee and the cake, and leaving a gold coin or two, or even a small banknote, in the jar to assist in our ongoing operations. I don't know of any other venue in Launceston, or further afield for that matter, where you can get endless coffee, tea and eats for a donation of this minuscule amount. And finally, remember to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to our weekly roundup, then please email them to the following address, ntarc.emails@gmail.com. However, it would be appreciated if any news could be sent no later than 1700 hours on the Friday prior to the broadcast to allow its timely insertion into the NTARC segment. That gives all a chance to get the NTARC segment together and off to Hobart in time for collation into the VK7 broadcast. Your continued cooperation in this regard will be gratefully appreciated. And as always, I look forward to seeing you at Rochalie. And that comes 73 from Yvonne, VK7FYMX, Secretary of NTARC Incorporated. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Now, news from the South, the Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, REAST Annual General Meeting. The REAST AGM was held last Sunday, the 16th of February 2020, at the Queen's Domain Club Rooms with a good roll-up. The order of business was efficiently executed, with members receiving reports from the officers and ex officio office bearers. Then the members received and accepted the accounts of the association. The public officer then informed the meeting of the nominations received and the following office bearers were duly elected. President Justin, VK7TW. Vice President Hayden, VK7HH. Treasurer David, VK7FABE. Secretary and Public Officer Tony, VK7VKT. And committee members Larry, VK7WLH. And Richard, VK7ZBX. The following ex officio positions were filled. Repeater Officer Damien, VK7SD. Education Officer Reg, VK7KK. QSL and Awards Officer Herman, VK7HW. Club Rooms Officer Paul, VK7FPCL. And IT Officer Ben, VK7BEN. The positions of Historian and Events and Presentations Officer are vacant, and so if you are interested, then please approach one of the committee members. There was a unanimous vote of thanks for the work of the previous committee. There was a vote taken not to externally audit the accounts, and Martin, VK7GN, agreed to stand as internal auditor. Thanks, Martin. The AGM closed at 11:35 a.m. and we fired up the barbecue for lunch. That comes from the REAST committee. DATV Experimenters Night Wrap-Up. We had a huge night of experimenting, which started in the studio with Rex, VK7MO, and what is a radio sonde and what is an ionosonde. Rex even brought along some early examples of radio sondes. They are the ones that trail under a hydrogen balloon and record different atmospheric conditions as they ascend through the atmosphere. This also included a reference in the Bureau of Meteorology History, which contains a reference to Rex being the radio sonde king back in the 1960s and 70s. Thanks, Rex. Rex and Hayden, VK7HH, then presented a great PowerPoint presentation on a recent 144 MHz opening to ZL and the findings for that opening. Using the WSPR beacon from ZL1SIX, both Rex and Hayden were able to receive the beacon for over 24 hours. Hepburn showed only a continuous green patch, meaning medium-intensity tropospheric ducting prediction between VK7 and ZL. The beacon was received by Hayden at his remote site well above 0 dB on the WSPR scale. Rex showed a small duct in Auckland and an exceptionally strong duct around 1,000 metres in Hobart from the radio sonde data at each location. Thanks, Rex and Hayden. Ron Cullen then showed his 5.8 GHz tracking rig to receive the audio-visual and telemetry stream from his radio-controlled aircraft. Ron had recently perfected the electronics and mechanics and was using a diversity receiver with both a 5.8 GHz patch antenna and an omnidirectional circular polarized cloverleaf that he had made. Ron used a very impressive flight simulator to simulate a flight with the plane, and the tracking rig followed the simulated plane in the studio. Fantastic work, Ron. Thanks for the demo, and we hope the test flights go to plan. Larry VK7WLH and Rex, our resident time nuts, talked about Network Time Protocol, NTP services, and the alignment of PC clocks to assist in the weak signal communications modes. Larry showed the very impressive time tolerance in the order of 0.005 or 5 milliseconds for the PC clock. Why do you need this accuracy? Well, if you are running the WSJT QRA modes for EME, you need better than 1 second out. If you are exactly 0.1 second on frequency with a WSJT DT of 0, then you will get sync, and if you are waiting on a weak signal, getting sync can be very encouraging. Thanks, Larry and Rex. We then had a quick review of the summer VHF-UHF field day results with Richard VK7ZBX and Rex VK7ZMO. VK7MO. We went through the results and VK7 participation. It was still a little disappointing to see that there were 37 VK7 who participated. However, there were only 20 logs put into the contest manager. We went through Justin VK7TW's error log to see what you can learn for future field days, and the message was, check, 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 that the grid locator for both ends of the contact is correct. We also took a look at Justin's recently built 23cm preamplifier. Thanks, Richard and Rex. Justin then did a promo for the new TechSun Radio Australia website, and the fact that TechSun Australia are selling the Chinese Zego G90 amateur transceiver covering 160 to 10 metres with 20 watt and is an SDR transceiver. It was great to see Jet VK7FJET, who came along with some cable goodies which very rapidly disappeared into attendees. Thanks, Jet. Reminder that these nights are streamed and the stream is recorded and made available straight after the night on the Reest Hobart YouTube channel. We get back underway this week with more projects, including the 23cm power-up projects and many, many more. Do you have a project you're contemplating doing, completed or otherwise, bring it along and brag about it. We go out on RF on 445.5 MHz DVB-T, 7 MHz standard definition. So if you have a TV, set-top box or USB DTV dongle that you can tune and scan 445.5 MHz and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenter's Night Signal. Look out for VK7OTC. We also stream the nights on the Reest YouTube channel and Facebook. We get underway with the DATV Experimenter's Night from 7:30 p.m. We look forward to seeing you there. 73 from Justin, VK7TW. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. SOTA Group, Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10:30 a.m. at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC, Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10 a.m. Technical sessions on Wednesdays from 7:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. in the club rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie, Launceston. Reest Wednesday Night Experimenters Group from 19:30 in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. Reest Microwave QSO Party following after the Sunday broadcast on 1296.15 MHz FM. Events, NTARC, February the 29th, shack clearance auction. Viewing from 10 a.m, then auction from 12 noon at Rochalie Club Rooms. Northwest Chat and Show Group, March the 7th, Penguin Sports Centre, Ironcliff Road, Penguin, from 2 p.m. WIA, 21st to the 22nd of March 2020, John Moyle Memorial Field Day from UTC 0100 on the Saturday to 0059 on the Sunday. NTARC, Saturday, March the 14th, General Meeting at Rochalie Club Rooms. And Meet the Voice on the 22nd of March at the Ross Recreational Ground, and the WIA Annual Conference Weekend of the 8th of the 10th to the 10th of May 2020. And now a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader, VicA7FB. Repeaters, Reist, NTARC and NWTR and TVG. 80 metres, VK7TPE. 40 metres, VK7JGD. 20 metres, VK7ALH. 10 metres, VK7VKT. DMR, Talk Group 5 and D-Star, Reflector 091, VK7ZCR. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in the north and VK7RT in the south. Thanks to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. And that concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to VK7 Whiskey India, or have just missed. Next week's The National WIA News can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News at 0930 hours. Items from the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News Group, IO Group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday, prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7 Whiskey India is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. From the VK7 Amateur Radio News, it is 73 from IDRA's VK7 ZIR.